Hi, podcast listeners. Today I'm talking a bit about the role of sex in mental health. And specifically, I want to talk about the differences in how SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, impact our sexual functioning versus psychedelic-supported psychotherapy. There is some pretty exciting research on the horizon that suggests that it is possible to treat depression without accepting the profile of side effects that often includes diminished sexual interest, diminished sexual pleasure. So if this is interesting to you, if you are somebody who is interested in healthy sexuality for yourself or those you love, I think that this quick overview of the differences on the new research can be pretty interesting to you. Feel free to follow along on social media as well. I'm posting some of this research and some of this content in shorter tidbits, and would love to encounter you there. I'm at Dr. Sherry Walling on Instagram and Sherry Walling on Facebook. Thanks so much for being here.
Welcome to the Zen Founder Podcast. This is a place where we have conversations about mental health and entrepreneurship. We have a pretty broad conceptualization of what mental health means. Sometimes depression, anxiety, sometimes relationships or physical health. The goal here is to bring some calm into the crazy roller coaster of ups and downs that is life for many entrepreneurs. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. I'm a clinical psychologist and an entrepreneur, married to an entrepreneur, live in the world of entrepreneurs, and I'm so pleased that you have joined us for this conversation.
Hi, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Walling. I am a clinical psychologist, and I focus on the mental well-being and thriving of entrepreneurs and high-performing individuals. And today, I want to talk about one of my very favorite subjects, and that is sex as important to our mental health, pretty core to who we are. Specifically, though, today I want to talk about the use of psychedelic-supported psychotherapy in enhancing our well-being and our sexual connection both to ourselves and to our partner. One of the challenges that arises with folks who are experiencing any kind of mental distress, but particularly depression and anxiety, these are kind of the common colds of our modern existence. Many, many people struggle with depression at some point during their adult experience. And of course, anxiety is rampant. We have lots of pressure, lots of things that are pulling at us constantly that create an experience of elevated anxiety or arousal in our bodies. Anxiety, of course, is a killer for sexual response. When we are in anxiety, when we are in tension, it's very, very difficult to relax and to release into an experience of intimacy. This is especially true for women, although true across the board. And depression itself carries with it a diminished capacity for pleasure. So things don't feel good. Food doesn't taste good. Sleep is not relaxing. Sex doesn't sound good. And even if we sort of try it, it's not as satisfying as it might be otherwise. Some of that disruption in our capacity for pleasure has to do with the functioning of our serotonin system. So one of the challenges, I think, of modern psychiatry is that we have some good tools that help to alleviate depression by reworking how serotonin is distributed in our brains. One of the serious bummers about SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, is that they are very widely known to carry sexual side effects. So people aren't as interested in sexual connection. People don't experience as much pleasure. It's more difficult to reach orgasm. It's more difficult to sustain erection. And so, you know, these medicines can be life-saving, and I'm not anti-medicine. I want you to know that. They can be extraordinarily helpful, especially in stabilizing severe depression. However, it's important, I think, to really hold, appreciate, take in the fact that part of the side effect profile for those medicines involves a diminished ability to be fully present and to enjoy one of the fundamental joys of the human experience. And I think in our more acute states, when we're not feeling well, we're willing to sort of sacrifice that part of us for, you know, something that helps. And again, I think sometimes that's the right trade-off. Like if you are experiencing just across the board, severe depression or suicidal ideation, or there's no connection to joy in your life, I get it. Like that can be a trade-off to say, okay, maybe it will just like not worry about sex being fabulous for a little while, but instead focus on other things. That's okay. That's a reasonable trade-off. But the thing I get concerned about is a lot of people are on SSRIs for a very long time. They are medicines that become kind of integrated into the systems of our bodies, and people get used to them and the body becomes dependent on them. And so over the course of years, we make this trade where we basically are saying, you know, maybe my sexuality just isn't important to me, or we forget what it feels like to really be alive in our sexual expression. And so I think the thing that I want to really say is just like, remember that sexuality is really important. Remember that your pleasure, your sense of sensuality, your sense of desire, that's a really core piece of who you are and what makes a joyful and full life for many humans. There's been some recent research that I think is very interesting comparing psychedelic-supported psychotherapy for depression to the standard treatment of SSRIs. And the good news is that psychedelics, hopefully, I'm specifically in this research speaking about psilocybin, which is the psychedelic component of mushrooms. Those hopefully will be FDA approved for treatment in the next year or 2 years. You know, the needle keeps moving a little bit, I gotta be honest, the timeline. But it's coming. The research is happening and the FDA is reviewing, and, you know, we're holding tight for a little bit longer while the systems in place do the thing that they need to do to try to make sure that these are safe medicines to be used very broadly. But in the meantime, a recent study looked at a comparison between SSRIs and psychedelic-supported therapy, specifically around this topic of sexual side effects. And I was quite delighted to see that the use of psilocybin not only did not inhibit sexual functioning, but actually enhanced sexual functioning. So people who went through a psilocybin-based treatment for depression found that they had improved pleasure, particularly in their capacity to communicate with their partner about sex and during sex. They also experienced an improvement in their own sexual satisfaction and in their experience of their partner. So like their attraction to their partner, their appraisal of their partner's physical appearance. Basically, they were just way more into it. And so again, those of us who are in long-term relationships and sexually active with the same partner over time, having a bit of a reset using a therapeutic process that allows us to not only just not be depressed, but actually have an enhanced capacity for pleasure feels extraordinarily important. I get really sad. I just sort of grieve how willing we are to trade our sexual fullness and expression and deep intimacy with the person or people that we love. And I'm delighted that there is now coming into sort of focus for many of us in the mental health community a possible outlet that will help with the depression without taking the capacity for pleasure and the capacity to be delightfully intimate in our sexual experiences. When I talk about psychedelic-supported psychotherapy, I'm not talking about sort of taking mushrooms with your partner on a Friday night, although maybe that's part of your practice, and if that is good, go have a good time. But that's a little bit different than a therapeutic process. A therapeutic process is one in which there is a strategic plan that helps really open and prepare and then deep dive and then integrate a healing experience. And so these often are done with a mental health professional. They, in the research venue, are, you know, done with someone who is licensed. And it really is a very intentional going deep, reworking the things that may be contributing to an experience of depression or maybe inhibiting a process of sexual desire and connection. And working with them both biochemically, so there's something that's happening that's changing the chemistry and function of the brain, and then psychotherapeutically, where there's insight-oriented talk therapy, there's an understanding of how pieces fit together to create a pattern that's not desirable for your intimate life, and then sort of creative restructuring of that pattern to do differently, to be differently. And then part of that process is what we call integration, which is after this deep dive experience that's designed to rework some of the interfunctionings of the self, there is a supported process to change that behavior in your day-to-day life. So I am a big advocate of psychedelics. I think that's obvious and I won't pretend I'm not. But I'm an advocate of psychedelics when they are held with a lot of clinical integrity, when they're held with preparation, and when there's a plan to help support that new growth and the new changes. And not an assumption that you can go get high one day and that your life is going to change. That is really not what we're talking about. If you are someone who has maybe let go a bit of advocating for your own pleasure, for your own relationship with yourself as a sexual being, with the role that sexuality plays in your relationship with your partner, I might encourage you to rethink that. We don't have to trade our sexuality away in exchange for a life without depression. That's probably not a reasonable trade. One of the things that I think is, you know, wonderful about SSRIs is that when we look at the spectrum of sort of depression to emotional well-being, they're very effective at bringing the depression into the center, like eliminating the depression. But unfortunately, they do that by narrowing the range of affect on both sides. So they diminish the depression, but they also diminish the capacity for pleasure and joy. So everything gets narrower. Psychedelics don't work that way. They seem to have a way of eliminating the depression without shifting the pleasure, without shifting the capacity for joy. And I think as humans, that's what we want to fight for ourselves. If we have a biological loading for depression or have had enough trauma and events and loss and grief in our life that make us someone who is vulnerable to depression, how wonderful to take good care of yourself and to seek treatment and to be in therapy and to see your physician and like do all of the things, but not at the expense of pleasure, not at the expense of joy. And psychedelics seem to hold some of the power and potential to address the problematic area without sacrificing or compromising the capacity for pleasure, which I think is great. So I'm here on the podcast, on the YouTube, about every week, reflecting on parts of life that help us to thrive, especially in a high-pressure, high-stakes environment, as people who want to do amazing things. Again, I work largely with entrepreneurs around their experience of launching, growing, sometimes selling a business, and how that affects their inner world, how that affects their relationships. And we want wholeness in all aspects of our life, not just success in one domain and then compromising success and pleasure across the board. We want it all. And it's a little bit tricky, but I think we can do it. So you can follow me here on YouTube or across social media platforms for the tips and tricks that might make that process a little bit easier. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode of the podcast. In the meantime, feel free to check out zenfounder.com for lots of resources about the kinds of conversations that we have on the podcast. You can get information about working with me, about maybe joining a Zen tribe. It's sort of like a mental health boot camp for entrepreneurs. We also have lots of content on our blog, links to resources in our courses and books for sale. So check us out there, and we hope to provide anything and everything that you might need to make the entrepreneurial life a little bit easier.